interest, and the public is interested in some pretty weird crap.
Would you put money on Ollie Bolly right now? Has he convinced you? Tell me about it.
I don't know if it's up to carrying Walsh's weight.
Yeah.
It's now time for 92.9's Friday send-off, thanks to the Imperial Hotel Tamworth.
Brendan, you brought in your 2011 calendar of the boys in there looking their best. A few shots in the cold, I think, by the look of it.
One of the highlights of the calendar there is Chris Pollock. You know, he's in there, I think he's August, and he finishes up in September, mate, too.
The next hour will get you ready for a big weekend in sport.
And you could see home games for Manly over at Singapore or China.
It's an interesting prospect, isn't it? Should be commended for, but I don't think that's the way to go.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's the way to go. We get everything made over there as it is at the moment.
Oh, what's this about?
Australia, like what?
It's about growing the game, mate. This is not about...
but what about the Manly faithfuls? What about the guys who want to get down to Brookvale and watch a home game?
I don't care where Manly fans are.
Now, here's the boys, Josh, Walshy and Chews on the Friday send-off.
Yes, welcome back. 2011, the Friday send-off. And I'll tell you what a break, but it's good to be back. And Walshy is back in the hot seat.
Hot sheet.
Well,
I don't know what you've got planned for today. You've got Chase all the way over in the corner of the studio. You've got me at the other end. What are you waiting for, a knuckle up or something?
No, well, that's Doug's usual spot, and then
doesn't take up that much room. Tony's got something.
And you, Blake, on the blocks over here in the corner.
Chase has got to earn his respect, so he's got to make his way around the table.
If he plays up, all he's got to do is turn the chair around and straighten the naughty corner.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, we've got a big one. We'd like to welcome everyone back, and thanks for listening. Of course, the Friday send off back on 92.9 for 2011. A few changes, obviously. Chase, mate. Welcome to the team.
Yeah, mate, great to be here. Ready to pack down a few scrum, a few ugly rugby blokes, so look out.
Oh, listen to it. It started already,
has it? Right in, won't it?
Started already. Well, this afternoon, of course, we've got our new bloke, Ross. He'll be doing all your local sports news and what's going on locally around the town. So, boys, please.
Roscoe will be fine.
He's been crapping his pants all week, the poor bloke.
He'll be fine.
He doesn't know what's going on. Of course, we've got a big one as well. Simon Kadich in his one only interview after his injury in the Ashes.
Yeah, what a good first to get for the show, start of 2011, eh? So, yeah, he talked for about 50 minutes. I think you cut him down.
We had to cut him down, of course. Otherwise, we wouldn't fit him in the hour. And, of course, the IBO World Cruiserweight Champion, Danny Green, we'll have a chat to him as well after his appendicitis.
Oh, his appendicitis, and he's just sort of starting to recover from fighting all those old men.
Oh, you are going to cop it. You are going to cop it. We're going to do that live. And we'll get to a song first, as we usually do. This is the latest from Rihanna right here at 92.9, the Friday send-off. It's Who's That Chick?
Drum. She's a mean and crazy dictator.
Welcome back to the Friday send-off, and we're about to get into our first guest, but before we do, we've just got a little bit of something we said last year before we get into our first guest. Walsh, you remember this?
I certainly do.
Right.
Myself and Doug would like to congratulate Denny Green for defending his IBO Cruiserweight title, unanimous points decision.
That's
over...
That's right, he's had.
Shut up, you didn't want to give him support. And Walsh, you know faith in him. You got a bit to say about Denny Green last week, but he has held on to his IBO Cruiserweight title, fighting an undefeated until Wednesday night American Beach. Shut up, BJ Flores. So me and Doug would like to send out our congratulations to Denny Green.
Hey Josh, can you notice a trend that's going on here? Every time that he misses an interview, for instance Danny Green, bags him out as soon as the mics go off.
Just a quick thank you all the fans and all the supporters that got out Tamworth and all out in the rural area of New South Wales. Really appreciate the support. Thanks very much for having me on, guys.
No worries. Thanks for being on the Friday send off, mate, and all the best luck Wednesday night. We'll know you put it to him.
Thanks, lads. Take care.
Because you can talk it up, can't he?
Loves a chin wag, doesn't
he? Righto, Walshy, you had a lot to say during that. What have you got now?
You know, like, he's four blokes older than me and he's calling them world title fights. Like, it's like lining up and getting money or getting a little bit of a feed off the priest on a Sunday morning, you know, to get up the confessional. He's kidding, isn't he? But anyway, I still think he'll find it tough on Wednesday night, but I'd like him to win, but I think he'll get dust.
God, you've always got a lot to say, don't you?
Well, exactly right.
Well, now you can say it to him in person. We do have the IBO Cruiserweight World Champion Boxer on the line. Denny Green, how are you, buddy?
I'm pretty well, thanks, mate. How
are
you
going? Yeah, good, mate. What's going on?
Not much, mate. I'm just at home sitting on the computer doing a bit of work, so just relaxing, mate, at the moment.
Mate, did you get to hear what Walshy said about you last time?
Yeah, mate, but, you know, you've got to, like I always maintain, you know, critics are a dime a dozen, and I really don't have much of an opinion of them because I just don't think of them. They're not a part of my life.
Come on, Danny. We're all entitled to have our thoughts. I was just a little bit worried about you, mate, because you started to slip down the same path as Mundine, fighting all those ordinary blokes, and then you had that great fight against Flores, and you won deservedly. It was tremendous. But I was just concerned with the Briggs fight and the Ray James Jr. fight. So, you know, I just don't want to say...
I'll pull you up there. Yep. I don't mind actually now you're having a dig, so I'll have a dig back at you and pull you up straight.
Right.
Roy Jones Jr. was an 8-time world champion. I was a 5-1 underdog by every single sports betting agency in the country. Not one person in the paper or the media or the press, not that they know jack about fighting, gave me a chance.
Yeah.
When he defeated Jeff Lacey in Biloxi to set the fight up, everyone was kind of fearing for my safety. Yet when I knocked the bloke out and dusted him in one round, and let's not forget, no one gave him a chance. And then when I dusted him and smoked him in one round, people like yourself jump on the bandwagon and say, oh, he's washed up, he was this, he was that. I'd like to know what your first thoughts were. Now, I don't reckon we'll be able to go back on the record, but you're probably going to say, oh, I knew you were going to get the Roy Jones Jr.
Do you honestly think
that Roy Jones Jr. was going to get smoked by me in one round?
But, mate, I certainly didn't, mate, but he's certainly an old bloke. He's not in his prime, is he?
He's not in his prime, Hopkins is 46 years old and just basically took out and it was a draw in Montreal against pound for pound one of the supposed best fighters and current champions of today's era in Jean Pascal, who's little known here because he's a French-Canadian.
Yeah.
The guy's 46. You got guys like Antonio Tarver, Roy Jones Jr. Yeah, definitely Roy Jones Jr. isn't in his prime, but no one gave him a chance. And when you talk about his prime, well... He went from middleweight to heavyweight world champion, never won the Cruiserweight world title, came to Australia to win it. I've got to defend, not defend, but I've got to pull you up there and the fact that I was a 5-1 underdog. So if it was such an easy fight, wouldn't I have been...
How much did you have on yourself, mate? You punt yourself that day?
Never punt in a fight, never will, mate.
No,
it's a bad luck thing for me. So, you know, even my wife or she's a gambler, but my friends, they tell me, even if they tell me they've gambled on my fight, I get a bit angry because I'm a lunatic, I'm superstitious.
I'll tell you what, Danny, we'd just love to see those Australians win, but, mate.
I know, but as you can tell, you got me cockles up there with the Roy Jones. But, yeah, I can understand, you know, with the Paul Briggs thing, yeah, that was, look, mate, we've been through that. I was cleared of anything I'm doing, and Paul Briggs was fine to his behaviour, and yes, I put my hand up from the very start and said, look, you know, it was a bad decision in hindsight, and I didn't get what I thought I was going to get, and I won't make that mistake again, unfortunately, but being an Aussie, mate, I did put my hand up first before anyone else did, and the bloke should have put his hand up, it should have been Paul Briggs, because he was the one who was fined for $75,000 for his poor actions, but
it is
what
it is,
mate, and
that's history. Indeed, Danny. Now, mate, we found you're back to Josh again, so you can calm down. Don't worry about that old bloke. we found your next fight.
It's all good, but I'm just having a crack too, don't I?
Danny, we found your next fight, mate. Come to Tamworth, I'll set you up with Walshy.
Oh,
Be two hits.
Am I going to have a fight or what?
Mate, you can roll around with me, mate. I'll cuddle and kiss you.
Mate,
not much of a fight, I don't think so.
We'll
just cuddle and kiss each other, mate.
Danny, mate, I'd like to start off on a bit of a positive. Get rid of him. Get him out. What are you doing, Walsh? You're straight back into it for 2011. Mate, of course, a bit of problems last year. Your stuff suffering extreme stomach pains end of last year. Mate, what happened? Appendicitis?
Well, it turns out my appendix burst, and I had appendicitis, and I had to go to hospital, and then when the doctors didn't diagnose it correctly, I was in for 6 days and burst appendix. So what happened is my body then formed an abscess around the appendix to start, protecting it from the poison getting into my bloodstream.
Mm.
And then that abscess was nearly a half a litre. It was over half a litre, was like the size of a softball, so they had to cut that out as well. So, yeah, it was a kind of a situation. I don't really want to find myself in again, mate, but it's all good.
Mm,
that's good, mate.
Yeah, Danny, cheers here, mate. I'm not going to carve you up. I'm a leaguey man too, but, mate, can you fill us in on what happened when then they sort of didn't believe you at first, and I think you were quoted as saying they were treating you like a tattooed street junkie, mate. Yeah, I imagine your pain tolerance would be up there, so it must have been fairly bad.
Well, my appendix had burst, so I guess it doesn't tickle. So when I was in there, my appendix had actually burst. I didn't know that at the time, but the doctor there gave me a small cup of Mylanta for burst appendix.
That was it, Danny.
A cup of Mylanta. And I actually had my physician on the phone in Sydney. I was in Perth. It was 5 o'clock in the morning. I was in my wife. I was in chronic pain. She basically looked at me like I had tattoos and thought I was just both off the street coming to get a hit of morphine I asked her, I said, look, I need morphine. From the instructions of my physician in Sydney, who's dealt with this nine times in the last 7 years, having been hospitalised 9 times previous to this occasion. She said, no, I don't want to speak to him. Now, most nurses and doctors will think that's a blessing if they've got the doctor that's dealt with it previously so they get some information. She just said, no, don't know about it. She was a little old lady from Scotland who was in charge of this small-time hospital. And unfortunately, she made a horrible mistake. And then when the news asked me about it, she then backed up and said that, and to cover her own tracks and a very poor diagnosis. And in essence, her poor behaviour, she said that I was carrying on. She called the police and all these kind of things. So it was a very, very, I guess, disturbing thing for me because you just don't think a little old lady that's going to tell porkies.
It's kind of
frustrating. And, I then said to her, because I could get the vibe, and I got a pretty good vibe on what people are thinking. She's looking at me very strange. I said, look, I want some junkie who just wants to heat up the street for a hit of morphine. I'm in chronic pain here. I said, I'm an athlete. I'm a boxing, world champion. I didn't mention my name. I didn't say, you know who I am. I just said, look, I'm an athlete. And, I've been through this, many times. I'm not just a junkie. I'm not looking for a hit here, love. This is a legitimate thing. As it turns out, my appendix had burst. And then she said, you should carry morphine on you at all times.
Kidding.
And then I told her I had Endone, which is the strongest painkiller that you can get that's prescribed that's in tablet form. And it's basically like morphine in a tablet. And I said, look, I took two of these last night and it didn't have any effect. I told her what it was. And she didn't even know what Endone was because she was from Scotland. She didn't even know what it was. And she told me, she's not that old. She didn't want to answer the birth of peace. And she reckoned that she carried morphine on me all the time. So, I up and left, and it was funny, she reckoned she called the police. Well, I'd left before anything happened.
Mm. Maybe you should have asked to go back to Scotland, Danny.
Oh, look, mate, you can't. You're a little old lady. The last thing is to start popping up a little old lady. So
you're all good now, mate?
Yeah, I'm all good, mate. I've recovered and I've lost a lot of weight. I lost nearly 12 kilograms. I lost, and I'm still about 7 kilos underweight, but I'm on the road to recovery. Look, mate, it could be a lot worse.
Mate, listen, just changing topic a little bit, mate. You've made a couple of comebacks and done it very successfully. What about Thorpey, mate? Can he make the transition?
Well, you're going to get mates like old mate before who had a crack at me because they're all the armchair critics and the people out there. Unfortunately, I hope I'm wrong, but I'd like to see people cheer him on and try and hopefully Thorpey can be victorious. I, for one, am hoping that he's victorious and it's extremely successful in his comeback because there'll be a lot of people out there hoping that he isn't successful for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, being successful, they want to bring him down. So, mate, I hope he's successful. I just hope he's successful. That's really much. I can't really comment on it. I've only met Thorpey once at Olympics in 2000.
There's only one thing I can say, and I hope he wins.
Yeah, mate, just before we let you go, of course, we did hear that you're all better now, which is absolutely fantastic for all our boxing fans and Australian fans. But, mate, what's your plans for 2011? Have you got any fights that are locked in at the moment? Or anything that you, anyone that you want to fight, that you want to lock in?
At the moment, I'm really just, you know, concentrating on recovery, mate, and I guess just trying to get back to full strength. Like I said, I'm pretty underweight, and I've really been training for 6 years, things. So I was kind of a bit surprised how weak I was and how much weight I lost. But at the same token, mate, it could have been worse. I could have been up in a hospital in Queensland and had all this stuff happen lately. But I've got nothing to complain about. My health, you know, on the road to recovery. My kids are healthy, so I'm sweet.
Beautiful, mate. Well, we wish you best of luck for your recovery. We want to see you back out there pretty soon and defending that title, which we know you can keep. And, mate, just before we let you go as well, we can't leave you go. We'll let you go without a mundane comment. But earlier during the week, he said that, well, Sonny Bill Williams, of course, the All Black centre, he's got talent, he can do anything. Did you get a chance to see Sonny Bill, and do you think he's up there, as Mundane said, one of the best Australian boxers?
Oh, look, mate, I think the comment speaks for itself. I think, you know, I'm flabbergasted. I didn't actually know he said that, but I'm flabbergasted that he would even say, look, you just can't take the guy seriously, mate. He really is kidding himself, and he's kidding everyone else around him by staying in the game of boxing. I think Anthony Mundine should just fade away quietly and into obscurity where he belongs.
Yeah, you hear, mate.
Yeah. Mate, we
Sonny Bill's a footballer. Leave that all out as it is, I suppose.
Yeah, and we leave, mate. We'll leave you at that. IBO Cruiserweight Champion Denny Green, mate. Thank you so much for joining us again. We want to see you back in there because really, the only decent Australian boxer that we've got.
Oh, thanks, boys. Appreciate it. There's plenty of young guys up there. You know, they're at the moment up and coming. Hopefully, a few will come through the ranks and be successful. And I'll be up there soon for kisses and cuddles with a big fella.
Beautiful, mate.
Well, you can forward to catching up, mate.
You can stay at my house. You can fight Walshy.
No worries. I'll be with Walshy for kicking
the cattle. Thanks, Daddy.
Thank you, boys. Have a nice afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
No worries, buddy. Mate. There we go. Denny Green there. You right, are you?
Yeah, I feel good now.
You've held that in for so long. And did you get your answers that you wanted?
Well, you know, he still defended himself, and rightly so. I suppose he sees it through one set of eyes, and us, the mug punters that pay money to watch the fights and Sky Channel and go to our local venues, we've got a different opinion. So, no. Two imposters and one good fighter.
No, you're good. You got it out there, mate. Fantastic. Well, we are on the Friday send-off, all thanks to the Imperial Hotel. Kicking overdrive this weekend at the Impy. Tonight and tomorrow night, DJ Peppy will be pumping out the tunes. You'll be on the air-conditioned dance floor all night long. Nothing to say about that?
Absolutely nothing.
You've already said what you want. You may as well go home now. You've already
be on the floor with Wakefield.
You're right. You Danny and I, kissing and cuddling.
Improve your poker skills every Monday night at the Impy with Monday Night Poker. And remember, you must be in by 12:30, that curfew. Remember, early birds pay no cover charge before 10. Music, friends, or drink or two on the best night out. It's got to be the Imperial Hotel, Walshy.
And just don't forget that Brown Fox Lounge, mate. Great place for a function. I was up there for the Norse Cricket Club function up there. Sensational. So if you've got a function coming up, ring Zelly up at the Impy, book that room upstairs.
Beautiful. Great. Still plenty of sport to get through as well, and we've also got to catch up with Simon Kadich. What's Walsh got to say to him?
That's it. It's all. It's high. It's miles in the air. Hughes is coming around, and so it's all. It's all. That's the greatest catch. Oh, unbelievable, Stephen Waugh. Running backwards, almost colliding with Hughes down there. And the side screen, what a catch.
Probably the best outfield catch you've ever seen.
You're back with the boys, Josh, Walshy and Chooth on the Friday send-off.
Yeah, welcome back to the Friday send-off. Good to be back for 2011 as well. And, well, we've got to get one of the regulars back on. Of course, he is the Australian opening batsman. He's been out injured for quite some time, but Simon Kadich is on the line. How you going, buddy?
Good, thanks, guys.
That's the way, mate. Now, Achilles injury getting you out of the Ashes a little bit earlier than what you would have thought. Mate, how's that all looking?
Yeah, look, it happened in early December. It feels like it was a lifetime ago. It feels like I've been doing rehab for that long, but I'm hopefully now only about a month away from playing for the Blues again. So it's going really well. I'm really looking forward to getting back out in the park. I've missed it enormously, but it's just one of those things. It was a sort of happened and just had to move on and get it right, and thankfully it's coming right nicely.
Mate, obviously this is a hiccup in the career. Do you see yourself getting picked again for the Australians? You're still on the radar?
Oh, look, I have no idea. I mean, the selectors, it's in their court now, and obviously losing the Ashes has sort of thrown a lot of things up in the air.
You weren't in the team when they got beat,
but,
mate.
But look, yeah, from my point of view, I'm just going to enjoy getting back out there for New South Wales. Hopefully we can finish the season well in the Shield competition and win it. I think we're sitting on top at the moment, so it'd be nice to finish that well. And then whatever happens, happens. That's sort of, a lot's going to be decided in the next coming few months.
So the selectors listening this afternoon, mate, you obviously really want to play again for the Australian side, yeah?
Oh, yeah, look, I desperately wanted to have a good Ashes series and help us win it. That didn't happen. And now the next challenge is to get back out there and play well for the Blues. And look, at the end of the day, as a player, you've just got to make plenty of runs and perform, and you give yourself a chance of being picked again. So I never take my opportunities for granted for Australia. So, yeah, look, I'm hopeful that my last couple of years will hold me in good stead. But at the same time, you just never know what the selectors are thinking moving forward. Yeah, I just have to wait and see.
So, on the mate, obviously England retaining the Ashes, winning by an innings and 150 runs, which is pretty embarrassing, to an embarrassing defeat, to which was an embarrassing series, really. What do you see went wrong? Where would you try and, fix it, do something with it?
Oh, look, there's no doubt that one of our big issues in the last sort of probably 12 to 18 months has been getting good first innings totals. It wasn't the first series where we haven't done that, and that's something that we knew as a batting group we had to get right, and we didn't. So that's an issue. Obviously, there were times where we just couldn't bowl England out for a reasonable total. So that was an area of concern. But probably the biggest area of concern is probably have been our fielding. It was at a probably really disappointing level, given that we have got some really good fielders in the team and dropping catches at crucial times and not creating any run-out opportunities, whereas England created quite a few run-out opportunities, and they can turn matches. So, look, all aspects of the game need to be looked at. But also, I guess, the fact that the team probably changed a bit throughout the series. Whenever you've got a settled side, that always helped. England had it, and we were always sort of having changes to our team. So that was something that we'll need to rectify as well.
Mate, what do you see some of the good inclusions over the last, 4 weeks for the Australian cricket team? What are some of the better players that have come in and seem to have handled it well and performing well?
Well, look, obviously in the one-day series, the boys have played some really good cricket. They've put England under pressure at times. You know, a couple of the guys that have come in have done really well. Obviously, Sean Tate came back into the team. He's been injured. Yeah. Brett Lee, I think, has probably made a big difference. There's no doubt that he's one of the most experienced guys going around, and you just can't buy that on the shelf. In the fact that he's come back in and got early wickets and put their top order under pressure, and I think someone like him, he's just a great competitor, and I think a lot of people had written him off, but he just has shown how good he is.
Certainly had some aggro, doesn't he?
Oh, look, there's no doubt he's added that extra sort of element. He's missed a lot of cricket for Australia in the last 12 months, and you can just see that hunger's back to play, because he knows that he's at the back end of his career, and when you've got that attitude, you go out there and enjoy yourself and give it your all, which he certainly looks like he's doing at the moment. Yeah, look, there's been some other guys. Obviously, Sean Marsh got a great 100 the other day down in Tassie, and then you've got guys like Dave Hussey who've been... He probably hasn't fired as much with the bat as he'd like, but he's done a really good job in the field and with the ball. So those guys will play big roles in the World Cup in India.
Yeah, so we're getting away from the cricket. We know a lot of the boys, they either like to do a bit of cooking or a bit of fishing. What does Simon Cattage do when he's time off?
Yeah, look, I certainly love cooking because I love eating. Big reason behind that. But at the moment, I'm flat out helping my wife with our three-week-old boy. Although he's growing that quickly that he'll probably won't be long and he'll be three. So
enjoying the role of fatherhood, mate?
Yeah, look, fatherhood's a lot easier than motherhood, that's for sure. We get it easy, I think. There's no doubt about that. But, I'm trying to help my wife as much as I can. And even though I've been injured, it's probably been a bit of a help to be around and not be as busy having to go away as much.
Mate, on a bit of I suppose it's a sour note in terms of history for Australian cricket. It's 30 years ago on Tuesday that Trevor Trappell bowled that infamous ball, mate. Do you think Australia's ever going to live that down?
No, particularly when we go to New Zealand.
They give you a bit of curry, do they?
We're constantly reminded about that. And that's obviously one of the things they remind us about. Also, they remind us about our sort of liking for lamb. But other than that, yeah, look, I think it's disappointing that it obviously happened. But look, that's history, and we'll always have to put up with it.
They've got good memories, those Kiwis, haven't they? Got to give it up. It's 30 years ago.
Yeah, I know. They've got certainly have long memories, and I guess they've got to have something to whinge about. It's always cold and wet over there whenever we tend to go there. But look, it's good to have that rivalry, I guess. I think there's no doubt there's always been that with the Kiwis.
You could say they're pretty good at remembering the bad memories.
That's ordinary.
Very funny.
First
show back. Come on.
Get one in.
Now, mate, we'll go to seriousness now. Of course, you turned 36 this year. You do have a three-week-old baby at home. The Achilles injury, you know, getting out of the test. A lot of rumours at the moment, you know, that they would like you to put your hand up as the next captain for Australia. Or, you know, a lot of people bagging out Clark and pointing over the last couple of months for sure. But has this affected your career at all? Like, call a spade, shorten your career, and would you accept the role of captain if they offered it to you?
Oh, look, that's a tough question. Look, I don't know about shortening my career because in the last couple of years, I've really just taken it season by season because when you do hit 30 as a player, you can never take anything for granted, whether it's form, fitness, you name it. So I really have just been a sort of year-to-year proposition the last couple of years, and it's amazing what's come out of that. I didn't think I'd play test cricket again, and I have in the last 3 years, and to me it's all been a great bonus just to be out there playing. So this has been a setback, no doubt, but I'm confident that I'm going to get it right. So I'm grateful that it wasn't ruptured. If it had been ruptured, it probably would have been career over, but yeah, it was just a partial tear. In regards to all the other stuff, I mean, there's so many names being bandied about around at the moment that any number of guys going forward will get looked at, no doubt. But look, there's no doubt that Ricky was under huge pressure during this series, and look, he's done the best job that he could possibly do. Unfortunately, he got injured as well, and that made it even tougher because there's no doubt he wasn't fully fit in Melbourne, even though he tried his best to get out there and score runs. But look, going forward, yeah, from my point of view, I'm just happy being in the team as a player first and foremost, and if I get another chance, then I'll certainly try and train my hardest to be back out there playing well again.
Yeah, Simon, do the selectors actually have a yarn to the senior players and get your feelings on who should be coming in and the harmony of the team?
Oh, well, they probably do, but not safe. I consider myself a senior player, being one of the older blokes. But
granddad.
I think when you say senior, yeah, I know. When you say senior players, generally they look at the captain and vice captain as senior players as to that sort of guidance. The rest of us don't really have an input into who comes in because that's the hierarchy making those decisions. So yeah, guys like myself and Mike Hussey and I guess some of those blokes that have played a fair bit of cricket, we're not really involved in that process. But look, obviously if they ask our opinion, we'll give it. But yeah, that's normally up to the selectors and captain, coach and vice captain.
Simon, mate, just before we let you go, all the critics, all the baggers out there for Australian cricket over the last couple of months, what do you say to them? Australia, fight back. You will be back.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt that we deserve criticism. I think any of the players will cop that. I mean, an Ashes series, obviously they come around, well, they're going to come around more often than 4 years now because of changing the schedule, but they are a huge series, and I mean, we've missed the opportunity to win it. So yeah, as a player, we've got to cop it on the chin, and we've just got to get better at it by going out there and obviously training harder and making sure that we're tougher when those key moments come around. I mean, they came around plenty of times in this series. Series was 1-1, and then when we got to Melbourne, obviously things didn't go to plan. So yeah, just it's going to take a lot of hard work, and hopefully moving forward, things can turn around.
Well, Simon Caddish, mate, thank you so much for joining us on the Friday send-off. We appreciate you taking time out, and we wish you all the best of luck with the injury, and wish you all the best of luck this year. We'll see you back in the Australian colours, certainly, won't we, Walshy?
Yeah, go super, Dad.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there you go. Good bloke.
Was Tony there?
He asked a couple
of first game back, and you give me a mic that doesn't work. Good on you.
Oh, mate. Another car. It's like having an older Doug back. Yeah, yes. We've got to get you into the bloody swing. Well, on cricket news, of course, we heard about the Ashes. We know all that. Xavier Doherty has ruled out of the one-day series against England, leaving a bit of a spot there. A few of them out. A few injured. Horrocks. Now Xavier Doherty. Smith, a bit of an injury there as well.
Well, I think they're just trying to smother them up now for the World Cup. So, you know, they're just trying to look after them and manage these injuries and make sure as fresh as they possibly can when they get over to India. So,
Clark back. Clark, Mitchell Johnson, a good performance in the one day the other night.
If it wants to go from giving him another spell, though, Clark's, you know, he's been out of form, had two good bats, and he's gone again.
He's gone chasing Lara again, mate.
there's a little bit of a... We've talked about Twitter being on people's... You know, bad list. It shouldn't be in some sporting teams. David Warner and Brett Jeeves, they've had a warning, a bit of a racial slur against each other a couple of weeks ago on Twitter. So it looks like, you know, they might get a little bit of a rest.
I just don't understand where these blokes are. You know, like, it's in the public domain, and here's the captain of our side twittering and trying to line up a date for a bloke. Like, these blokes have got to have a look at themselves, don't they?
I agree with you, mate. Sir Ian Botham. Remember him?
Yeah, mate, he'd rather have a blue in a car park with bloke called Chappell, wouldn't he? Have a feed on a Sunday night.
Well, he went berserk when Philip Hughes claimed a catch that wasn't in the final Ashes. But, mate, Matt Prior, the wicketkeeper the other night.
Yeah.
Now, what is that? Is that a cheat? Did he mean to do that? Is that cheating or what?
Oh, that's just, you know, both of them trying to fire up, you see, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's got to put the foot on the other, the shoe on the other foot. So, you know, cut in half divide by two, what both of them says.
Yeah,
it right. does.
Well, the Big Bash, the final between New South Wales and South Australia is on Saturday night. You can catch all the action on Fox, Saturday night, 7 p.m. Boys, Paul Collingwood sent home this morning after an injury, so, you know, sent him all home, really.
Well, he's only gone home because he's due for his pension ticket, isn't he?
And Shane Watson set for back-to-back Alan Border medals, not since Ricky Ponting when he was in form.
He's had a great summer, hasn't he?
Matt, he's been awesome, mate.
He's the only Australian that you can say has kept pretty consistent.
He's been up there.
Yeah, he's been wonderful.
Well, any suggestions before we go to an ad break? What do we do for the World Cup? Suggestions, boys.
Pick the best team, mate.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, I think the young guys over the last 4 weeks have certainly proved themselves. They've just got to show some faith now, these selectors. What do you think, Roscoe?
I think I agree with you.
No, he's not on. Don't ask him questions.
Oh, sorry, champ. He's not trying to bring him in.
Wake up to yourself. Now, of course, the what I was going to say to you. Well, yeah, the World Cup call kicks off, so you'd think, like, keep the young guys in and keep aside, unlike, you know, like New South Wales and State of Origin, they swapped and changed, like, you know, I do me undies. Mate, do you think you'd keep aside and stick with it?
I think it's a bit different to that, don't you think, Chiefs? I just think that there's some guys that have performed really well against a Pommy side that have really been highly rated, and they haven't just beaten them, they've carved them up. That run chase the other night was sensational by the Australians, and they're just playing with real confidence. I think they've just got to go with the blokes that have been playing well. Show the soul a bit of faith in these fellas. Get them over onto the continent. Let's go over and kick some backside.
Yeah, I agree, mate. That was a great chase the other night, and stick to that close to that side as possible, mate.
Right, well, that's your opinions. You can have yours as well. 676-22929. But kicking overdrive this weekend at the MP tonight and tomorrow night. DJ Peppy, they'll be pumping out the tunes. You'll be in air-conditioned dance floor all night long. Improve your poker skills every Monday night at the MP with Monday Night Poker. Big trend, isn't it, poker?
Yeah, I haven't had a crack at that yet. I've got too much of a poker face. They don't want to got in the hand.
Bit like
your
punting, mate.
Yeah, exactly
right. Don't bring that up
it's
again.
An early car,
remember, you must be in by 12:30, the curfew, and early birds pay no cover charge before 10 o'clock. Music, friends, or drink or two on the best night out. It's got to be the Imperial Hotel. We'll be back with more after this.
Down the block, Andrew John.
You're back with the boys, Josh, Walshy and Chuse, on the Friday send-off.
You all right with that, Chuse? We called you Chuse. You had a little bit of a whinge during the week, didn't you?
Tony.
No, it wasn't me. I just got hammered by all the boys at work again, the old Tony.
Tony. Mm. Isn't that your name? What are you getting cheesed off with that for?
Right, Josh, let's go. Let's move on.
Rugby league.
I prefer juice, mate.
Yeah.
Tarvups are just starting. Rugby league news this week. NRL All-Stars coach Wayne Bennett has revealed the 20-man squad for the clash with the Indigenous All-Stars. We'll go through them. Of course, the 16 players are voted by the fans. One player from each team. Josh Dugan, Uarte, Michael Jennings, Jamie Lyon, Brett Morris, Darren Lockyer, Benji Marshall, Ben Hannon, Cameron Smith, Matthew Scott, Nathan Hindmarsh, Gareth Ellis, Paul Gallen, and Dave Taylor, Ashley Harrison, Folletti Mateo, Sean Kenny Dow, Michael Lennis, Petro Sivanasiva, and Kurt Gidley.
Bloody good side.
Yeah, bloody great side.
Real good side there.
And especially considering the big blows that the Indigenous side have had.
I think they're going to struggle without their leader in Preston Campbell. I think they'll do it pretty tough. But, you know, should be a good game of football, though.
Yeah, I feel really bad for Preston Campbell getting injured in something that he started. I know, and especially this could be his last year, so that might be his last game last year.
He's a champion little bloke too, and he's been great for the game, so it's a big loss for him.
But the body is unforgiving, isn't it, mate? Particularly when you get to his ripe age. What is he, 36?
Oh, mate, 36, and it'll be a bit like yours up the green finishes with your mate, so it won't be feeling real good.
Exactly right.
Russell Crowe has shrugged off any suggestions that Wayne Bennett will coach South Sydney in 2012. Speculation, of course, going around with South Sydney that Wayne Bennett would be thrown in the mixer thing after John Lang, who, like Bennett, will be off contract at the end of the 2011 season. Well, South Sydney, they're looking good for the next few years, recruiting the more Burgess boys. Wayne Bennett, Tiger Woods at fullback, Roger Federer at hooker, and Usain Bolt at wing. Looking good, aren't they, boys?
They're a cash club.
Jeez, they've got everyone. How are they affording this? Unbelievable.
Oh, I think they've got Schubert's, you know. They've got a photograph of Ian Schubert doing something he shouldn't be doing.
They got a lend off Ryan Tandy and, well.
Oprah Winfrey's handed a couple of bucks here and there as well. Jonathan Thurston is set to finish his career in Townsville while Jared Hayne is looking at AFL after 2013.
I think that's a bit sad. I mean, I know he wants to show some loyalty, Thurston, but I think they're going to struggle again as a club, and what an ordinary way for him to finish his year, you know, tailing out again in an ordinary football team.
Look,
you got nothing to say, mate?
Mate, I think he's a great player.
Without a doubt
he struggled up there, but We'll see how it happens.
Yeah, we'll see how 2011 kicks off. Thank you. Before the gun fires.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, right. What's up?
You know, they've had Gould up there having an assessment saying everything's just about right. You need to change your mix a little bit. And they've done bugger all.
Oh, right. Jeez, you're fiery today. Welcome back to 2011 with Walshy. And the new NRL referees boss Bill Harrigan defends the decision not to change the grounding rule ahead of the new season. Now, if you are following a spate of controversy, I suppose you'd say, last year about, you know, what's a try, you know, if you've got to put your hand down it or you put your body down it, blah, 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 blah. He's told the 10 head coaches that attended the meeting at ANZ Stadium that among the changes referees will enforce include the onside rule at restarts and players being penalised for not playing the ball on the mark. About time.
Well, I mean, aren't these rules hardly anyone knows about? You know, like each year they come up with these new rules. Just keep them basic, mate, and let's be fair, Dick, most of the players are fairly basic. They don't understand them anyway, so keep them as plain as you can and get on with it.
But a lot of these rules, Chiefs, have been in the game from day dot.
Mm.
You know, it's just all of a sudden the referees decide they're going to have a focus on it. They've let it go for a year and a half, and all of a sudden they want to cane the players. Like, these referees are kidding. I know that Bill Harrigan's new into the chair. Let's hope he has some sort of an impact. And more importantly, I think the league public are looking for some consistency, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of the referees, too, they say, yeah, you should be refereeing the game rather than refereeing some rules. You know, let the game go. What part of the game? You know, like, you know, how many good games you get spoiled by a silly little interpretation of a rule, you know. So
yeah.
Referee the game and not the rules.
Right. Another rule as well. Good to see rugby league are taking and following in the footsteps of rugby union. There'll be a properly bound scrum.
Mate, wow. Before you use clowns, you go. Mate, can someone tell me when you guys pack down, what's that little tappy-tappy thing before you pack? What do you need to do that for?
Yeah, but that's the whole point.
The distance is correct, so that's a safety issue. So even
a safety issue by tapping the other bloke on the shoulder.
Solid engagement. Make sure you get
that
distance.
How are you, big fella? What are we doing later on or what?
Yeah, kiss the cuddle boy, schooner after the game.
He's also assisted. Yeah, like I said, scrums will be properly bound. I believe it when I see it. And players must not break until the referee is called for the ball out. I can't wait to see that.
More pressure on the referee.
A full-on scrum. Unbelievable. Australian captain Darren Lockyer, as NRL players said, they need to smart up their act in season 2011, both on-field and off-field, and abide by the referees. So, you know, one of the experienced players getting out there and telling maybe the young blokes to pull their heads in. And speaking of pull their heads in, well, Ryan Tandy for the Bulldogs. This does continue from 2010, the betting scandal that's going on. Now, if he's found guilty, he faces up to 5 years in jail.
Well, mate, he had to go. I'm surprised that it's taken this long. If everyone saw the incident on TV, you know, if he was playing for the West Lions and Big Brown Dog or someone done that, they would have got hooked early. But, mate, to drop the ball and then give the penalty away and then the betting scandal, mate, had happened, didn't it?
Mm. Oh, it's about, like, I think, you know, it's another thing, you know, they're in the public eye and what do they do it?
Oh, mate.
Honestly. They're in the public eye, they know. I can't believe it. But anyway, rugby union news. All Black centre Sonny Bill Williams, we've talked about this before, enjoys a unanimous points decision over Scott Lewis. Of course, Sterling Mortlock returns from a long layoff break with a try as Melbourne Rebels continue their hot trial form. How do you think they're looking, the Melbourne Rebels, new side in the comp this year?
Oh, yeah, they look good on paper, but it's the old story. They've got to get those combinations in game situations operating, and I think they'll find a little bit hard early, but, you know, look forward to them having a good season.
What's their strip, the old Melbourne Rebels?
Oh, I can't tell you, Tony. I really don't know, but... I know they're playing the Waratahs in the first game, and that photograph in the paper today of the Waratahs is a black strip, so maybe there's a bit of a conflicting colour scheme there, I don't know. Mm. But they've certainly got some talented players and some good footballers, so let's just see how their combinations come along, and we'll wait and see before we judge on them.
Well, he looks like, with a return as well, that Mortlock will be the skipper for the Melbourne Rebels this year. So New South Wales Waratahs unlikely to risk Wallabies prop Ben Robertson in the trial match against Fiji tonight. He's had a little bit of an injury, and I'd say rest him as well. It's only a trial match. You've got the whole season ahead of you. So.
Oh, plus there's other blokes there that need some exposure at a decent level. And, you know, they're giving this young Tom Kingston a run in the midfield for the Waratahs. You know, he hasn't even played a first grade Sydney game of rugby yet, and he could be something really special this year, so look out for him, Tom Kingston.
Now, we spoke about this last year as well. It's still going on. It's still with Quade Cooper getting lured to the NRL. Is this going to happen? He was on the news the other night and said, you know, you see how this year finishes, but is he going to go over at the end of this year?
Oh, mate, I think it's too early to tell. I mean, obviously they're trying to get hold of him. He's a gifted player, and he'd certainly suit the game of league, but it'll depend on, one, how his season goes this year, and two, if they can keep himself out of jail.
Right. Well, I know, well, in 2010 we didn't really discuss much on soccer/football, and 2011 is no different, so we're moving on. No, we're not moving on. Socceroos suffer heartbreak in a bid to lift the Asian Cup for the first time after Japan win 1-0 in extra time. Now, Socceroos had about 1,000 shots on goal, and pretty disappointing that they You know, they got the goal scored against them in the 109th minute, so in front of 37,000 fans over there. But, yeah, one lapse of single defence has cost them.
Yeah, it is heartbreak too. I mean, they certainly had their chances, and just not to secure those chances and concede, you know, what was a good goal. I mean, we left the bloke open, but, you know, in those big games, as we all know, you just need a bit of luck. And
yeah, and I think we had probably more chances and more shots, but, you know, we just didn't complete them, so.
Yeah, and that's the main thing. Goes. Well, the good news out of all this is Australia has officially been handed the hosting rights to the 2015 AFC Asian Cup that followed the final, so that's good news for Australia, and I can imagine just every single stadium that they're going to play within Australia, it'll be absolutely chockers. So.
Without a doubt.
And it's a good little bid for the World Cup later on as well.
Well, it'll show these people that didn't vote for us, you know, that we're capable of holding a big tournament.
That one vote that we got?
Yeah, that one vote.
That was huge.
Didn't that cost us $9 million or something?
Yeah. Unbelievable. And could just quickly in other sports before we take our last break, one of Australia's greatest swimmers, Ian Thorpe, has come out.
Out of the closet.
Of retirement. A former Olympic champion, Ian Thorpe, announces comeback with the 2012 London Olympics firmly in mind. Now, boys, how do you think you'll go? 9 gold medals, 3 silver, 1 bronze.
Mate, I think you'll go well, mate. He's a champion player and swimmer. Mm. And he's, mate, he was a big boy when he was swimming anyway. So he'll cut back, and the amount of training that these guys do and their diet, mate, he'll cut back, and I think he'll go well.
Beautiful.
Mate, you're right. I just think it's a mental game with these blokes. If their heads are in the right space, his body will follow. And, you know, I think you're back against this man at your own peril.
Yeah, righto.
You can do it again.
I agree with you, Roscoe.
Who's that bloody bloke?
He's been over in the naughty corner. Hey, me, Roscoe.
He's been in the naughty corner. Get off, Ross.
I would think that after weeks and weeks and weeks of watching Michael Ennis on TV, Chris Sandow thought, if ever he does that to me, I'm going to let him have it. And today, he let him have it.
You're back with the boys, Josh, Walshy and Chuse, on the Friday send-off.
And some bloke called Roscoe. Now, of course, Doug leaving, we need to fill in a regional newsroom, and he's going to cover all our sport from week to week, all local sport. How you going, Roscoe?
Oh, I'm good, mate. How you doing?
Oh, mate, fantastic. Good to be on the show.
Yeah, bloody hell. It's not bad.
Yeah, well, we're going to get straight into your local segment, mate. Let's kick it off.
Sounds good. Well, Ricky Stewart.
It's now time for Ross's local segment.
Oh, my God. What are we supposed to do?
Wait a minute. Who the hell's Ross?
Think of somebody you all know and love.
There you go, buddy.
Oh, there we go. Well, Ricky Stewart's in Ballina at the moment, holding coach for coaches sessions, which would be good for coaches around the region to get involved, learn from the best, I reckon.
Mm, definitely.
And then Nice has got their... like their opening week for applications for athletes coming around. It's good development. Like with the hockey, I know they're going, they're getting to play UTS, and that's probably playing some bit more experience. They'll learn something out of that. And then futsal's full flight now.
Ah, futsal.
With the sports dome opening. Bloody oath, yeah.
Yeah, futsal. You heard of futsal, Walshy?
No, it's futsal. Is that when you kick the ball too much and you get it?
Futsal. Or you sit on a futsal and look at
it. Yeah, no, it's going all right. It's taken off, so...
what they've done...
No, it's not on horseback, you idiot.
No, inside soccer, mate.
Inside soccer. It's futsal.
Oh, look at his side. It's like indoor netball.
That's all it is. All right, keep going.
Yeah, well, what they've done is they're working in conjunction with Tamworth Football Association to get some exposure for the sport and encourage people to come around, keep their fitness and skill levels up in the off-season, so that'll be all right.
That'll go good.
Yeah.
That's it?
No. We've also got the Australian Long Track Motorcycle Championships on here. So that'd be good. That's over 200 riders, 115 events, with names like Gasly, Kurtz, Treloar, and Slade.
James is having a run.
Who?
Treloar.
Ah, Jesus. Keep going, Roscoe.
Yeah, so that'd be good. That's a big day. Probably the biggest it's ever been here in Tamworth. So, yeah, that'll be good to get out.
Very nice.
Yeah, cricket's on this weekend again with... probably look out for the Old Boys West game. That'll probably be a promising game.
What are you guys playing, eh?
Me?
Oh, she cheers.
Yeah, we'll be out there batting.
Yeah?
Take Dean Hoy's spot. Won't be hard.
That's lovely, that is. Oh, Roscoe. Keep going, buddy. Doing well.
And then next Friday, we've got a charity 2020 between Peter Draper's Tamworth 11 and Richard Tallbay Northern Tablelands 11. They're aiming to raise about $10,000 for the Salvation Army.
Hang on, Ross, you got something to say about this, do you?
No, not at all. A wonderful cause. Just it's amazing the old pollies get into this, don't they? The boat grabbers.
All right, well, that's the local stuff. Now, boys, of course, we know. Thanks, Roscoe. Did a good job, buddy.
Thanks, mate. Roscoe.
We'll get you on again next week. Beautiful. Walshy, you don't get paid for this, obviously, but you do get a free plug with both your sides. What's going on? 2011 season.
Mate,
we've
been training well since before Christmas, and the boys are looking really good. And, Brendan Hunt sort of got the boys training really well. So
I saw him last night, mate, and I want to know where the other half of him is going. I said to him, mate, you have lost that much weight. He looks $1 million.
Mate, fight. He was about 105 last year. He's down to about 89 now. He's got a big fight coming up. He's he can hold him. You know, he might be going against Denny Green, mate. We'll give him
might
a
be,
shot. But
might be going against Sonny.
Yeah.
No, he won't. He's too young to
yeah,
take
but Dano, he's got a fight coming up. So he's trimmed up.
Yet. He's a finish yet. Too young to fight Denny Green, he said. You're dead set. Keep going, mate.
Mate, we've got a new strip this year too. So, no, the boys are really keen and got a lot of young guys coming through. So we're going to give them a run as well this year and, you know, bring all those kids through and we'll see how we go. And like Walshy, we're going to try to go for three in a row. So it was just a lot of hard work ahead, though.
Beautiful. Walshy?
Yeah, we certainly didn't start before Christmas. We've just started. Mm. It's still a bit warm for us. But we've had good roll-ups to training and really looking forward to this year, this under-16s comp. We've got Greg Lumber looking after those 16s and we've had quite a few of those youngsters roll up to training. So it's certainly a new look for Central North and it's something that I personally look forward to, taking on the league guys head-to-head in that age group. And showing them and offering them a product they can really enjoy on a Saturday afternoon. I know the league boys are playing on Saturdays and we wish them well with that. And in terms of the first grade side, we've recruited fairly well. We've got young Glenn Slater coming out from Wales. He actually plays at Millennium Stadium this Saturday.
Wow.
In the British and Irish Cup semi-final. He's playing for Pontypridd, so he'll be here in early April. Amos is backed up again for another year, our halfback. Mm-hmm. And Reece's sticking back as captain. So in terms of retention this year, as opposed to last year, we only had five players come back to play for 2010. 2011, we've got 12 of the first grade. So we're pretty excited about the prospects and look forward to it all.
Just yeah, all the Saturday football will be good. You know, I know we're sort of head-to-head this year, but we've got a lot of games where we'll be away when Pirates are playing. So I hope we can get a few swingers down there, not the closet crowds. Ones, but the ones that can come down and watch a few games, either Pirates or the Lions.
They can come too, Tony.
Now, Tony, before we go, mate, we're running out of time as usual on the send-off, but we're going to start up a new segment, the Tool of the Week, is it? Or your Bag
sure
of the Week.
So I think he's already got that one.
Who would be yours this week?
Well, you got to go Tandy, mate. You know, like, it's absolutely mayhem to do that.
I was going to say Danny Green for having a go at me.
Ah! All righto, well, that's it for this week's 92.9 Friday send-off. All thanks to Imperial Hotel. We'll try and get Danny Green in the studio next week, fun. And
we'll be
back again Friday, 5 from news, views, interviews, and, of course, Walshy and Chooss on Tamworth's most unique sports show right here at 92.9, the Friday send-off. Good job.
Roscoe.
Roscoe.
Good on you, Roscoe.
Josh out.